Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show, conservative talk radio covering the issues that concern you here on the BBS Radio Network. Here are some of my last words on our previous program, October 30, about the then upcoming midterm elections. Play sound by one, please. If you're paying attention to what's been presented here, you may suspect that we are in a world of hurt, excuse me, as we face the upcoming 22 midterm election, I should say elections across the country, in just a little more than a week from now on November 8th. There is no doubt in my mind that those involved in throwing the 20 election for Joe Biden and his handlers and supporters will again be going all out to influence the upcoming midterms in any way they can. And why not? What consequences have they suffered for their actions so far? I and many others across the country have heeded the call by election integrity advocates to get involved in our local elections and, most importantly, vote, because you then establish a record that can be checked and verified. This time around, we don't have the COVID-19 plandemic, as it's been called, to frighten people and be used as an excuse to conduct our elections in contravention to state and constitutional law. But like I said, that doesn't mean our opponents, for whom the ends always justify their means, no matter how immoral or illegal, won't be out in force doing all they can to thwart the will of the American people in this ever so critical upcoming election. Another stolen election. I was by no means the only one who was worried about this, but I wish I'd been wrong and that my worst fears had not been realized. The only question now is, how much of our midterm elections will they steal? As we begin another show today, they are still counting votes in a number of states across the country, nearly a week after the voting has stopped on Election Day, November 8th. There's no reasonable excuse for these lengthy delays in vote counting except to give the criminals involved more time to try to figure out how to steal more of the 2022 individual midterm elections for the Democratic Party and, by proxy, the Communist Parties of the USA and China. And yes, things I'm asserting here are my opinions, but they can be backed up by lots and lots of evidence, not all of which I'll be able to provide here, as we do not have nearly enough time for all. I'll provide what I can within our program's time constraints. Be assured, there was and is a red tsunami, and here I'm referring to Republican electioneering red as opposed to the Democrats identifying for electioneering purposes with the color blue. But that political tsunami was blunted by a wave of cheating. As I said, the only question now is, how much cheating will they get away with? We will learn over the next few days and weeks as these delaying tactics used with the excuse of ballot counting continue and the cheaters continue working. Meanwhile, our president, the supposedly wildly popular Joe Biden, is, along with his sycophants in the Democrat-aligned mainstream media and political establishment, crowing about how the predicted Republican red tsunami supposedly failed to materialize. For example, the equally fraudulently elected Vice President Kamala Harris, former mistress of California Democrat power broker Willie Brown, jubilantly declared, "You did it, Joe," to a cheering crowd of supporters. And then there was the highly overpaid left-wing propagandist who masquerades as a funny man, Bill Maher, yet another one of those, pontificating that Americans get it, that MAGA people are a threat to democracy. We're expected to believe with all this that the American public in reality overwhelmingly supports the radical left-wing policies of the puppet Biden and his handlers. These people are also claiming that the failure of the red tsunami to materialize was due to the wrong policies of the Republican Party, that this was Donald Trump's fault and the fault of the so-called MAGA, or Make America Great Again, Republicans. These people are also now claiming this means Trump and MAGA are finished. Their beliefs and policies have been rejected by the American people, and on they go. The Epoch Times this morning has reported Democrats are now expected to retain control of the Senate, as Democrats have been projected winners in key Senate races in Nevada, Arizona, and elsewhere. Democrats continue to claim our elections are the most free and fair in history, but they continue to vigorously oppose looking at ballots or computer voting machinery or anything else associated with elections. Forensic audits in the name of transparency? No, no, no. And look at all the election anomalies that occurred. Are you getting the picture here, people? If you believe that Joe Biden and his handlers' policies are widely popular amongst a supermajority of the American public, I feel sorry for you. Yes, it appears old Joe did it all right with the help of his masters in the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, as we'll hear about shortly. The CCP, as it has been alleged they did in 2020, was reportedly using a sophisticated and powerful American CIA-developed computer program to manipulate votes in our elections. If this is true, how they got it remains unknown. The computer system and program is known as the Hammer and Scorecard. Some election observers are talking about vote manipulation but don't pinpoint a source because they don't know who's actually involved in the massive and well-orchestrated cheating. There's no doubt in my mind that the CCP is involved, which is an act of war. Remember that the CCP has declared people's war against us and is practicing what they call unrestricted warfare against America and the West. Are they being assisted in this effort, and by whom? Whatever the truth is, it's obvious that those who got away with these crimes in 2020 have no fear of doing it all again in 2022 and beyond. Also, remember that it's imperative for them to continue the election fraud and massive cover-up, because if MAGA people get control of our government, there, hopefully, will be investigations and prosecutions for election fraud, possibly even treason. Of course, establishment Republicans like Kevin McCarthy, who's hoping to lead Republicans in the House, and Mitch McConnell with all his and his wife, former Secretary of Commerce Elaine Chao's money tied up with communist China, there will undoubtedly be pushback. Once we find out how much these enemies of our state got away with it in the midterms, we'll have to determine what we can do about it. Let me be clear here. I am not calling for any kind of violence in response to this highly disturbing and frustrating predicament we're in. Senseless acts of violence in response to the theft of our elections only play into the hands of those stealing our elections. It accomplishes nothing and allows these monsters, through their control of the media, to hysterically propagandize against us, distracting from what they did and stirring up hatred against us among those undoubtedly tens of millions of benighted, that is, in the dark about what's really happening, Americans who blindly follow the leaders of the political left. But there are a lot more of us than there are of them. Here's some audio from Emerald Robinson on her The Absolute Truth TV program on frankspeech.com, interviewing retired U.S. Air Force Lieutenant General Thomas McKinerney about the alleged use of cyber warfare in the midterms by the Chinese Communist Party. McKinerney, a political commentator, served in military positions under the President of the United States and Secretary of Defense during his career. Among other assignments, he worked overseas in NATO and as commander of the 11th Air Force in Alaska. Please play soundbite two.
So what happens is we have two tabulators. One of the tabulators is not working, okay? The other tabulator is taking about 75% successful. So 25% of them are being misread, and it could be a printer issue, or it could be the tabulator itself.
That was a Maricopa County election worker explaining that voting equipment had broken down last night. And that was the story all across the country yesterday. From New Jersey to Texas, reports flooded social media with instances of voting machine malfunction. Retired Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney, formerly of the Air Force, was tracking voting irregularities and anomalies, and he joins us now. Good to see you, General.
Good to see you, Emerald. Thanks for having me.
Now, we often focus on the machines breaking down and, you know, not working properly, but then there's the whole issue of the mathematics, right, of election results. So tell me, General, because you were looking at our elections in a way that most of us weren't, what stood out to you about yesterday and as we continue to see results trickle in today?
Well, those issues like tabulators, and there were a whole host of different issues, as you mentioned, throughout the country in particular areas. What I was focusing on was the use of cyber warfare that was used in the 2020 election, and going back on that and using that game plan that they used before, they changed the game plan, and they had to because they had so many different contestants, whereas in 2020 there was only two, President Trump and Biden. And so they focused on the Senate and key billets on the Senate. And those four, for instance, in Pennsylvania, they moved, and that's the Chinese Communist Party using hammer and scorecard, moved 330,000 votes from Dr. Oz's total into Fetterman. And the important thing about that is Dr. Oz has lost this by 155,000 votes. So that's, they do it very narrowly, very focused, and they did it not at the end of the evening. They did it early in the evening, and that's why you saw Carrie Lake get so far behind. They went after her. She was a target. Masters was a target, and that's why Kelly supposedly has won out there. But they are contesting it, and they should contest it. Now, in the other states where you've got down in Georgia, that was played with as well. And it's important that they, although they didn't meet the 50%, which means they're going to have a runoff, they should do an audit on that current election, because I think Walker did make the 50%. Number of votes moved from him over to his opponent. And these are the issues that in all of them that are coming up. Laxalt in Nevada. Clearly, I mentioned already Dr. Oz. I mentioned Georgia. Those four are the big important ones that the Republicans should have won and would have won unless cyber was used against them. And that's why they're in that perilous condition that they're in right now. Of course, Ron Johnson up in Wisconsin is sitting on the edge himself again. So that's why I think it's important that you do audits versus recounts.
Let me ask you, General. Now, Ron Johnson clearly has been a very outspoken against the vaccines. He's been one of those people actually looking into Big Pharma, looking into Hunter Biden. He's clearly a target of many different entities. But now Oz and Walker, a lot of people, politicos will say they didn't consider them good candidates, and they're accepting what they're seeing, saying they, we don't see anything, you know, here other than they weren't good candidates. But tell me, when you're looking for this, General McInerney, how do you see that these votes have been moved? What specifically are you looking for that signals to you that this is happening?
Well, I can't divulge the technique. I must for a number of reasons, because they are being contested. Sure. But when I can tell you that there were 330,000 votes from Dr. Oz moved over to Fetterman, take it to the bank. It's good technology. We're able to analyze it. We have it from multiple sources this time, because we have the scar tissue from the 2020 election. And so that's where we're having duplicate solutions, technology that, in fact, corroborate what we found. And so, and I apologize for not being able to let you know the source, et cetera, but just be assured that if it goes into an audit, and the Democrats will fight tooth and nail from doing an audit, but that it is, you can take it to the bank. Now, there are different other techniques that they use. The mail-in ballots, for instance. They need to do audits on the mail-in ballots. It was Pennsylvania that mailed out 255,000 votes, mail-in ballots, to illegals, and they were caught, and they admitted it a week before the election. They admitted, well, we made a mistake, they said. The same thing happened in Colorado. 1,000 mail-in ballots were mailed out to, quote, illegals, you know, these people that have been coming across the border every day. And clearly the administration knows where they are because they've given them cell phones and that. And so they were caught. So there's a lot of that going on that I was not looking at. All right. I've been focusing primarily on the cyber warfare. And but there are other techniques. We saw the tabulators yesterday that were, quote, not working because of the printer or some other setting. Those were not accidents, Emerald, deliberate. But it's also what we call in the business chaff. It takes your attention off. It's deception on what they are actually doing and going for the juggler.
You're right. They employ a bunch of techniques, and there's also the squirrel one that makes you look the other way and you miss the main event. We're glad you're watching. We look forward to learning more. Let's have you back very soon to give us what else you're finding out. Let's see if they do those audits. I think you're right. I think they just need to be done in general, true forensic audits, no matter
what.
Thank you so much, General McInerney. So good to see you.
Okay, good seeing you.
The other thing to me about these audits is that they haven't been able to get them in these so many of the states. And when they do get the audits or some other serious investigation, as happened in Arizona and Wisconsin, the results are shut down by their rhino Republicans in charge. I mean, this whole thing is just so upsetting. Anyway, we continue. If this information about the CCP being involved in midterm and 2020 vote manipulation is definitively substantiated, as McInerney states, at least in the midterms, he said there was what he called it scar tissue. In other words, there's some dispute about the detection of the same thing in 2020. But anyway, then it must be made public and brought before the American people. The general did not state during the interview what, if anything, he intends to do with this information, although he did state that if they do an audit, a real audit, that it would come out, but at least that something happened there. But it would be absurd, in my opinion, for the general and his people not to divulge to the public this information they have, since it would be of such critical importance for national security. And I'm sure lives must be on the line here, but what about our nation? But it is apparent those in positions of power and leadership in our national security organizations don't want to address McInerney's contention. I'll be following McInerney's actions in this regard with great interest. As McInerney said, some of the perpetrators of the midterm election fraud used this powerful computer system and program called the Hammer and Scorecard, focusing on the U.S. Senate races where they had the best chance of achieving control, although I'm sure they would use it elsewhere as well. Let's look a little further into Hammer and Scorecard. The website technology.news posted on November 11 an article reprinted from their website November 5, 2020. It's titled, The Hammer and Scorecard, Weapons of Mass Vote Manipulation. Posted above the beginning of the article was a statement by the editor which said, the intelligence community is largely staffed with technocrats who have no ethical boundaries when operating outside of the law. Hacking into computers to flip votes is a previously established fact, but is not being discussed during the 2020 election debacle. Obama's former Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, and his Director of CIA, John Brennan, are part of the proverbial deep state is an understatement. They are on record as hating Trump with a passion and have stated their willingness to do anything to scuttle his chances of re-election. The big question to ask now is the Hammer and Scorecard, or its modern derivative, in operation today? The article then begins, quote, in February 2009, the Obama administration commandeered a powerful supercomputer system known as the Hammer. The Hammer includes an exploit application known as Scorecard that is capable of hacking into elections and stealing the vote. According to CIA contractor turned whistleblower Dennis Montgomery, who designed and built the Hammer, The whistleblower tapes, confidential audio recordings released by U.S. District Judge G. Murray Snow's courtroom in November 2015, revealed that Scorecard was deployed by the Obama team against Florida election computers to steal the 2012 presidential election on behalf of President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden. Scorecard is now being activated to steal the vote on behalf of Joe Biden once again. Biden utilized the hammer and scorecard while running for vice president in 2012. Votes are again being stolen on Joe Biden's behalf as he runs for president of the United States in 2020. This time, Scorecard is stealing votes in Florida, Georgia, Texas, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, and Arizona, according to Montgomery. Scorecard steals elections by tampering with the computers at the transfer points of state election computer systems and outside third-party election data vaults as voters are being votes are being transferred. Scorecard uses a prismatic scoring algorithm that Montgomery created to achieve the desired results by those that control the hammer and scorecard. In Florida, one of the transfer points is VR Systems Incorporated, based in Tallahassee. Now, again, we're talking, I think, about the 2020 election in this article. Software vendor VR Systems operates in 8 U.S. states, it goes on. The Democrats tested their technology during the Democratic Party primaries. Otherwise, Bernie Sanders would have won the 2020 nomination. Scorecard was utilized on behalf of Joe Biden during the 2020 primary against Bernie Sanders. The Democrat primary was stolen from Bernie Sanders. CIA whistleblower Dennis Montgomery turned over a massive cache of illegally harvested surveillance and election data in August 2015 and December 2015 to the FBI and CIA under 2 immunity agreements that were granted to Montgomery by an assistant U.S. attorney. Montgomery testified regarding Scorecard and the hammer while under oath and while being videotaped at the FBI's secure Washington, D.C. field office, SCIF, for Sensitive Compartmented Information Facility. If CIA whistleblower Montgomery had lied about anything, he would be in prison today for lying to the FBI. Montgomery is not in prison. Director of National Intelligence John Negroponte invoked the State Secrets Privilege and the Government Protective Act against Montgomery in order to muzzle Montgomery and prevent him from revealing illegal acts that had been committed by the government. Carlotta Wells, a U.S. DOJ litigator and assistant director of the U.S. Department of Justice since the 1990s, told Montgomery that the State Secrets Privilege and Government Protective Order cannot be invoked by government officials for the purpose of covering up government malfeasance, if covering up government malfeasance is the government's intention, Wells told Montgomery. End quote. And the article goes on to claim that the Obama administration illegally commandeered the hammer and scorecard operation and moved it to a secure facility in Maryland. It also states that the Obama and as I said, Obama and Biden used it to manipulate votes in 2012 and I think also in 2016, but I have to go back and check. It then gives a link for a more comprehensive article on another website about this matter. I looked that over, but I wasn't able to copy it. It states it's securely put there. But if this is true, Obama and Biden could be accused of treason. It would explain Biden's confident demeanor throughout the 2020 and 2022 election cycles. As has been brought out and is undisputed up to this point, Biden family members have received at least $31 million in payments from people and entities connected with the Communist Chinese Party and Chinese military intelligence. And as former New York City mayor and federal prosecutor Rudy Giuliani has pointed out, whenever Biden goes to China, whenever Joe Biden goes to China, China wins out and America loses. And Biden family members keep getting richer. Joe Biden is meeting with CCP leader Xi Jinping this week. Are they secretly congratulating each other on throwing another American election and pushing us toward an inevitable takeover by the CCP? And yes, you can be sure that we're going to defend Taiwan, as Joe Biden keeps mentioning, which the CCP is preparing to take over, as you may know. Biden has already handed the CCP Afghanistan on their southern border, along with $85 billion worth of state-of-the-art U.S. weapons there. This was, of course, what the American people wanted. The former chief of British Armed Forces in Afghanistan has said Biden, as commander-in-chief of U.S. Armed Forces, should be court-martialed for this appalling dereliction of duty there. And sure, we are going to defend Taiwan. Joe Biden and his handlers are finally going to stand up to the CCP. Dream on. Here's more commentary on the midterms by election integrity promoter Patrick Byrne, founder and former CEO of Overstock.com. This was posted on burnslocals.com channel November 10. Please play soundbite 3.
So today's Thursday. If you'd been talking to me yesterday at this time, I would be saying this is the situation. Much better than that. Yeah, we didn't have the red wave we expected. Yes, they cheated. But we got the House and we're likely to get the Senate. And the whole country now sees how bad our election systems are and what progress that is, and compare that to where we were a year and a half ago and where we thought we might be by this day. So I would say I was giddy, even though all these other people were sad that we were only just winning by 56 seats in the Senate. It's going to be 51, or in the House, instead of a 50-seat majority, it's going to be something smaller. I said I didn't care at all. If we got the House, we got the Senate. So I would consider it a success if we got even one chamber of Congress. I would have considered what I did over the last 2 years, and a fortune well spent. And two chambers of Congress, I would say that was fantastic. America's back. They can go sort themselves out. Now that's where I was 24 hours ago. It has become increasingly clear. I mean, there was, of course, in the run-up to the election, massive amounts. There's huge problems in our voter and the integrity of our ballot supply chains. And people in Canada were being shipped ballots to mail back. And there's all these stories from Michigan and Pennsylvania of, you know, 250,000 ballots going out that aren't verified to anybody and this kind of stuff. So that stuff occurred probably less than they did in 2020. There's more eyes on everything. But now they are going for the steal. This is what they do. I was looking, I'm going to put up as the thumbnail for this post, a great post I saw somewhere this morning. It's a meme of Biden saying something like, of course they can't finish the counting until we figure out, or of course they must count slowly until we got to figure out how many ballots to stuff. Come on, man. And that's a very succinct way of saying it. They count, the slow counting, and the reason they have to do this is because they have to calculate how many votes to stuff. Kerry Lake, in the ballots that were voted on election day, was running, and that were being opened late, were running 70 to 73% in favor of Kerry Lake. What they're going to do, and there were 700, 800,000 left to count, and she was 12,000 behind. So based on that, if she'd really gotten 73% of those votes of 800,000, that would have been 560 versus 240, a gain of 320,000. I think that's about where she was. But then they started emphasizing as a way of laying the narrative, no, the uncounted votes, more and more, they include a whole bunch of votes that were dropped off over the weekend and the Monday and day of day, the election day. No, no, those have a different ratio in it. Now, they won't count those votes until we get to the end, after they do the others. And the reason is they need to figure out how many votes to stuff. And then they will stuff that in, and you will find them steal the election from Kerry. Or if that requires too many votes to manufacture, they'll manufacture enough to steal from Finchem, from Abe Hanneman, from the other people who've been dragged over the line. Maybe not Kerry. But if they do, boy, that will be upsetting. And they're doing the same thing in Nevada, where for Senate, Laxalt, who's 20,000 ahead, they are slow counting. Pardon me, they are slow counting. As of the other day, that was last night. I think what were they up to, 70% or something crazy? How slow they're going? That's because they need to know how many votes to stuff in at the end into their Clark Cowling mail-ins to pull their preferred candidate just over the finish line. That's what they need to do. So that's what's behind all this slow counting, and they are absolutely going to try. They are trying to steal Arizona and Nevada.
As an article posted November 9 on thegatewaypundit.com stated, quote, they stole the vote in 2020 from you, and it appears they may have stolen the vote from you again in 2022. After the 2020 elections, Americans were repeatedly told that there was nothing wrong with the security and integrity of our elections. Every single case that was filed with the judicial system was thrown out without ever hearing the presentation of evidence. No judge wanted to face the evidence collection by election integrity patriots who painstakingly documented eyewitness statements, video evidence, statistical evidence, and expert testimony showing that the 2020 election was systematically stolen. They were told that widespread descriptions of alleged voter fraud were widespread misinformation and disinformation. They were told that 1,000 collected affidavits were irrelevant, that the observed crimes by election workers, including unlawfully expelling only Republican poll watchers, using COVID illegally to exclude election integrity officials, and illegally sending out mass absentee voter applications, were unproven theories, even though they were well documented, end quote. These stolen elections must be contested, and these cowardly corrupt judges and, yes, justices, at least the ones who aren't in bed with Biden, his handlers, and the CCP, must help us this time. How could they be so stupid, cowardly, and incompetent as to not realize what is happening to our country? But we'll have to see. Here's audio from former Trump advisor and radio and talk show host Steve Bannon interviewing commentator Alex Jones on Bannon's War Room program November 11 on Real America's Voice Network and rebroadcast on Rumble.com. Jones, the longtime conspiracy theorist, virulently hated by the political left and establishment, says Democrats are obviously trying to demoralize Republicans. Play soundbite four, please.
Alex, we've got the Nevada situation. Things are coming in the middle of the night with no surveillance. You see these drops that are going against Marchant, going against Laxalt. You've got the situation in Arizona where they're saying, hey, you know, we could have the majority of the Maricopa County maybe done by Monday or Tuesday next week. The Associated Press has just announced this morning that they're not even going to be close to calling the House for our takeover of it until at least Tuesday. And, oh, by the way, in a buried lead, the California seats could take weeks to understand. Steve Cortez says that this is all about exhausting and demoralizing the MAGA movement. What say you, sir?
Well, that's exactly what everything is. Flooding the borders, destroying the currency, drag queen pedophile time. All of it is about trying to break our will. And they know there's a major political realignment against globalism and against the neo-leftist movements all over the world. And so the global WEF establishment, through its proxies at the CCP and the Democratic Party, wholly owned, are doing everything they can to demoralize us with the fentanyl and the Hollywood message of hating ourselves and hating America and two men can have a baby. All of this is meant to break our will because we were asleep 20, 30, 40 years ago comparatively to now. So the frog has woken up that it's in the boiling water. We're trying to jump out, and they're doing everything they can to just overwhelm us and make us give up. But that's not what's happening. Almost everybody I know is more energized by the clear fraud and manipulation. They understand only massive, massive red waves in the future at every level, local, state, federal, you name it, can override these algorithms and these scams they're running. So the deep state is hanging on by its fingernails. We know even CNN reported on Tuesday, exit polls show destruction, annihilation from the Democrats. And of course, 74% national polls and other polls even higher showed that most Americans blame the Democratic Party and Joe Biden and we're going to vote for change. But then magically, we probably have won the Senate. We probably have won, as you said, about 10 seats or more in the House, despite all the fraud, despite Google manipulating the algorithms on people being able to actually get to populist and conservative news. So there's lots of layers of manipulation. But despite all of that, we're actually going uphill like salmon swimming upstream and actually jumping over the dam. And so they want to slow this down and drag this out so that we don't get any type of victory in our minds, even though we are obviously seeing a major, major victory here. And again, it's a process. They were able to steal it 2 years ago. They have not been completely successful this time. And the history shows, just like you go back to when they cheated President Andrew Jackson the first time, he came back even stronger years later. And so history always repeats itself. And as long as we don't let them convince us that we're defeated, we're not defeated, because we have the historic basic precepts and values that made America and have made civilization great. We have to continue to advertise those facts, that we promote safety and security and honor and prosperity and freedom. They promote a Venezuelan-type Chinese communist nightmare.
Walk through the give us your thoughts on, you know, you've got them celebrating. It's a huge win for Biden. It's nonstop. Trump, it's all Trump's fault. It's all MAGA's fault. And they're taking away not just the ability to us to get, look, we're putting up the counter narrative, but you've seen conservative media essentially roll over, most of it. Conservative Inc. media, I might add, not the gateway pundits and the good guys. But they also want to take away the celebratory nature. They don't want Carrie Lake on global television with all the world's media there taking her bow with a 5-point win on Tuesday night. They want to dissipate it into next week, right, and to announce it at if not Sunday morning at 8:30, to do it like Tuesday after Wednesday afternoon at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. What is your guidance to MAGA about what needs? What is the highest priorities we have to do to make sure people are not exhausted, not tomorrow? Because I know there are some people said they're, I just can't take this anymore, I can't do it. What is the words of Alex Jones about this fight?
Well, for people that just can't take it anymore, if we don't hold the line, it's going to be 100 times worse. So this is easy, what we're doing, compared to what it's going to be like if these authoritarians break our will. And so what you've said is absolutely true. I think I couldn't say it that well, Steve, is that we had a victory despite all their fraud. They don't want us to ever celebrate that. So they're dragging it out until it's not a news story anymore, and then selling the fact that this is an endorsement of Biden, and now Biden's going to run in 2024 again, and Fetterman could run for president, and this is just incredible. It's all a bunch of grandstanding to energize their base. Meanwhile, the war hawks, the neocons, the rhinos are swooping in a battle with Trump, trying to make sure the populist wing of the party doesn't fully take over, and are distracting everybody with this DeSantis Trump ego battle. And I support both men, but I'll say this, it needs to stop. It needs to stop right now. But clearly, it's some of the elements at Fox News, it's the National Review types and others that are there throwing a lot of fuel on this fire to not make it about the WEF and the open borders and the fentanyl and the New World Order and the dollar devaluation and all the criminality and the fact that Biden can't string two sentences together and we've got this giant, bizarre, you know, road warrior mutant being forced in to the Senate out of Pennsylvania. Instead of talking about how bad they are and mobilizing and saying, hey, we're actually winning this fight. We barely won this boxing match, but we did win it. Now we got to fight harder next time and keep mobilizing. Instead, we make it all about Civil War, Republican Party, Republicans routed. No, we need to say, listen, we could have had better leadership in the House and Senate. Yes, we need to get rid of the old guard neocons and people connected to Mitt Romney. Yes, that's the real fight. So they're trying to distract us with the Trump-DeSantis fight instead of the leadership issue that's so central that you've been talking about. So we need to stay focused on the leadership of the House. We need to stay focused on these other races so they don't steal them. And we need to mobilize and take control of our local cities. You know, the deep state knows that they think global but act local, because Democrats need these big blue city capitals to stay in power, to be able to steal the rest of the states. And so that's what they're doing. They need control of their blue cities so they can keep control of each individual state and engage in fraud over and over again. So the real battleground isn't just in the House or Senate or the presidency. It is at the local level. And that's what scared the deep state so much when we saw millions of Americans going to city halls and going to the school functions and the school boards. And then we learned that Homeland Security wasn't called by the unions. They told the unions to call them to try to declare parents that didn't want critical race theory or all this pedophile garbage being taught in school to go intimidate them. Because if we actually get mobilized peacefully locally, if we start running for office and we support people running locally, we will build the coalitions that will take over the blue cities. And once we take the blue cities, and once one blue city falls, back to America, like Chicago, or could it be New York, or could it be Miami, or could it be Austin, Texas, or, I mean, there's many, many towns. Once we finally ever take over one of those cities through the vote, they will all fall like dominoes. So we are liberating America from the neoliberal, globalist, Marxist combine, and we're going to do it.
Well, I am heartily inspired by his comments, but it all comes down, as I said, to our elections. Got to have elections integrity. Got to have free and fair elections. We do not have them now, by and large, and we've got to make this clear to the American people and fix it. Lastly today, here's more commentary from election integrity warrior Mike Lindell on Emeril Robinson's The Absolute Truth program, November 11, Veterans Day, with his take on the status of the midterms on that day. Please play soundbite 5.
As we said, the county continues in Arizona and Nevada, probably through the weekend, while Carrie Lake's team continues to exude confidence and says not only she but her down-ticket colleagues will prevail. The liberal hack pundits have clearly initiated, as you can see here, a coordinated messaging campaign, calling at least the Senate race for Democrat Mark Kelly in what is a clear signal, pay attention, that Democrats do not intend to lose the power of the Senate, whatever it takes. And what exactly is it going to take? Perhaps truckloads of ballots.
Out here at the Maricopa Elections Office, more Penske trucks coming in, apparently delivering ballots.
Guess so.
That was Real America Voice's Ben Berquam reporting in Maricopa County, where he was removed from a press conference, even though he is a credentialed member of the press. So much for free speech. And what are they trying to hide? Well, let's ask someone who knows, because this isn't his first rodeo. Welcome in our own Mr. Mike Lindell. Good to see you, Mike.
Hey, Emeril. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, what a week it's been. It's been... This is actually, though, you know, this is kind of it. Actually, I'm going to tell you the silver lining in all this. If it would have been the big red wave that everybody talked about, I believe we wouldn't have been able to do anything about the election crime with the machines. It would have like stopped in the sand. So I look at it a blessing, because in the long run, we have to get rid of the machines. We have to go to paper ballots and count it. And I think the whole country is being educated here.
They certainly are, and it is a noticeable difference, Mike, between the day before the election, right, November the 7th and November 8th, when all of a sudden people who didn't want to talk to you or I about machines, who would not talk about the machines all of a sudden, are saying there's a problem with the machines.
Right. Yeah, we woke up on November 8th to the biggest blessing, when not just in Arizona, but We had people on the ground in every state, and we had over 30 states. I believe the last count was 32, when we're still getting information in, where they didn't take ballots, the machines were malfunctioning, flipping from Republican to Democrat right on the machine. They called supervisors over. So many people got there and they said, "I'm sorry, you already voted." And they go, and they said, "No, I didn't." And they brought their ballot with them. Their mail-in ballot said, "See, I didn't," and they called their sheriffs just like we had planned. So and then even Fox News talked about the machines and worldwide. And it's you know, even if there was no, people need to understand, even if there was no back-end crime, obviously vote flips and stealing, what they did in many states, they wiped out Pennsylvania and Michigan. We caught them in the real crime, in real-time crime. And even if there wasn't that, why would you want these malfunctioning machines across our country? It's beyond any logic of what we're fighting for. No one just says, "Hey, you're right. Let's go to what France does, Netherlands, Germany, all these places where they have elections instead of selections."
And speaking of what you were doing on election night, I really love that you were sharing those graphs with the data points tabulating the votes from the Edison data, because when you look at those graphs, and I have talked to so many people over the last couple of days, Mike, who were just shocked when they saw them. They couldn't believe, because the spikes are undeniable. The irregular voting patterns are undeniable.
Right. It's disgusting, actually, that they'll probably shut down Edison after this, Emerald, after what we showed the whole country. And one of the things I had PolitiFact or some horrible left-wing journalist call me when I was traveling yesterday, and he said, you know, we checked out the Herschel Walker, the spike they gave to the Democrat. It was a 200,000-vote spike. Herschel won by a landslide in Georgia, by the way. And we showed that, and then he came back. He said, well, we reached out to Edison, and somebody there told us that that was Fulton County. And I said, oh, that's what they told you, huh? I said, how about this one? So I showed him another graph where you had votes go down. Yesterday, there was 27,000 votes going down for Herschel. And then they had a million votes. This was the best one. The best one, Emerald, was 1 million votes up. I believe it was in Illinois. They made a mistake. So 1 million votes. Then it stayed there for about 45 minutes, and then they took them back off. Everybody, votes don't go down. You don't go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, back to 2. This isn't chutes and ladders.
And that was in the Senate race with Tammy Duckworth, and they called that race 2 minutes after the poll had closed. But I want to focus on Arizona, because I'm hoping, Mike, you can give us some insight into what's going on. They are slow walking this. I asked Kelly Ward yesterday, what does this mean they're doing behind the scenes when they're slowing down the counting? We don't get to see really what's going on. What is going on? And secondly, what do you think is going to happen? Is Carrie Lake, Blake Masters, Mark Fincham going to be able to prevail, or is this a steal?
Well, people of Arizona and across the country did what we said to do. They did vote same day, and this is what's saving these. Overriding the algorithm, so to speak. Kerry did it in the primary, and there's about 620,000 votes left. And of the 620, there's about 140,000 that will be those are still some of the cheating ones, will be about 60-40. But all the rest are running around 75-25 or 80-20. I mean, they're just even higher, 85%. So Kerry will win easily. Now, this is if they don't bring any more ballots in like they did in the 2020 election, where they brought them in truckloads. It was 200 and some or 300,000 ballots that weren't from the election that they, you know, what are they doing? What are they hiding in there? But I believe Kerry will win easily. And so should Blake. Blake should pull it out by about 30,000-40,000 votes if they don't do any more cheating. And Mark Fincham would win by 40,000 to 50,000. Now, and then you have the same thing going on up in Nevada, too. They don't want to lose the Senate, do they? They're doing everything they can. I don't know why, people, they should go in there. We should have cameras on this count. This is our country at stake here. Yeah, cameras should be in there. The news should be let in there. Let's all watch this count. Let's watch what you're doing in there. Why is it taking a week? Why did it take 14 days in 2020? I know why. Because you're trying to figure out how you're going to steal this from the American people.
Edison, by the way, is the election data reporting outfit used by media organizations and government entities. Mike Lindell always tries to take a positive attitude about what he's seeing in the election integrity battles, but he's had numerous setbacks despite his Herculean efforts and spending millions of his own money, millions upon millions, to help fix this elections nightmare and the destruction of our nation. Last I looked, Arizona Trump-backed Republican U.S. Senate candidate Blake Masters was trailing incumbent Democrat Mark Kelly, I believe, Mark is his first name, by some 100,000 votes. As Patrick Byrne has pointed out, George Soros' goon, as Byrne calls her, Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, her people there are holding off on counting those votes from areas expected to be heavily in favor of MAGA Republicans in the race while they try to figure out how to steal the election. And as I told you earlier, the Epoch Times this morning was saying that it's projected that Kelly will win, the incumbent Kelly will win in the Senate race in Arizona. And you same things, most likely they're expecting that to happen in Nevada, and on it goes. They did talk about, Emerald and Mike Lindell related the, where they showed the graph of it, showing the votes and a huge spike, almost a million votes for Illinois Democrat Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois. And then all, about a short time later, those million votes were disappeared. They went down, their vote count. If this is correct, and but apparently they went down. If they're saying that they went down because too many votes, there's just too many votes to insert there. I really want to see the Democrats' explanation of that. I'm sure they'll have one, and they'll just dismiss it. But that's part of the overall fraud we're seeing in this. I have no doubt. But let's let the American people see everything and make their own decision. They have got to be fighting this, though. They've got to be fighting these things. Whatever happens with these midterm races, by they I mean us, our people, we cannot let them steal all these other elections. Not without a damn hard fight. Whatever happens with these midterm races, I'm not giving up on our country. Where are we going to flee to anyway if America falls and is taken over by communist China? If you've listened to prior broadcasts of this program, you know the CCP has many friends, as they call them, on Wall Street and among our other incredibly stupid, in this regard at least, oligarchs, technocrats, government bureaucrats, and the world government-worshipping globalists. As I've said many times, these people actually believe they will keep their wealth and power if we're handed over to the totalitarian CCP. But all they have to do is look at what's going on in communist China to see what most likely will happen to millions of us if the CCP is successful. As Alex Jones said, we have to keep fighting. I will be. How about you? That's it for another show. As always, we hope you found the content of interest and value. You can listen to and or download a podcast of today's show when it's posted in the next few days on the Jim Benson Show pages here at bbsradio.com. Look for us live again 2 weeks from today in the same time slot. Have a good rest of your day.